Well, Israel's deadly airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip are in their third day, with the death toll rising among Palestinians. At least 96 Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing Israeli attacks. Palestinian sources say one-third of the casualties are women and children. This comes as Israeli warplanes and drones have pounded more than 600 targets across the Mediterranean enclave in more than 2 days of attacks. Earlier, three Palestinians, including a child, were killed in the northern towns of Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia. In a separate incident, at least eight Palestinians were killed in a strike on a cafe where people were watching the World Cup semifinal. To get the latest now on the situation in Gaza itself, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, who's speaking to us live now via satellite. Now, Ashraf, tell us the latest in Gaza itself, and also tell us about the defense that Hamas is putting up against this Israeli aggression.
Yes, Wiqar, we've seen in the last hour or so an intensity of Hamas and Islamic Jihad rockets towards the security fence east of Gaza. This is where the Israeli tanks and armored vehicles are located in preparation for a land incursion. Now, we also saw a heavy bombardment from Israeli tanks towards the so-called buffer zone along the eastern perimeter of the Gaza Strip. Israeli bombardment concentrated on east of northern Gaza and east of the southern Gaza Strip towns of Rafah and Khan Yunis. Now, Palestinian resistance fighters continue to fire rockets towards Israeli towns and cities as far as Dimona, near the Israeli nuclear reactor, south of Gaza, and Haifa, Hadera, Tel Aviv, north of Gaza. Hamas says that the situation and the panic in Israel only shows how fragile the Israeli military is, and that they will continue to fire rockets towards Israeli towns and cities until the Israeli aggression stops, not only in Gaza, but also in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and even Palestinian land that was occupied in 1948. Now, the number of fatalities from this latest Israeli military escalation against the Gaza Strip is around 100. Hundreds more were also injured. Some of those injured were transferred to Egypt via the Rafah crossing earlier today. But that is not enough, especially that Gaza hospitals still don't have the proper equipment and the badly needed medical supplies and surgical supplies to take care of the victims of the Israeli war. And also, the Israeli warplanes continue to bomb Palestinian homes in the Gaza Strip. Nearly 100, over 100 homes have already been bombed by the Israeli warplanes. Some of them were bombed while people were inside of them, Waqar.
Ashraf, I just want to let our viewers know we are getting breaking news now that another Palestinian has in fact been killed in a fresh Israeli air raid in Deir al-Balah. Again, another Palestinian has been killed in a fresh Israeli air raid in Deir al-Balah. Now, Ashraf, I wanted to stick with you and ask you, you know, the Israelis are claiming that they have been warning civilians to leave areas which it will, according to it, bomb. Is that something that civilians are saying is true, or are they denying that Israel has been giving them any warning at all?
Well, Waqar, from what we've seen, this is an Israeli trick. Basically, they warn a house or two, but 100 other houses they don't warn. So people stay in their homes and get bombed without any warning. This is what the Israeli military is doing.
Okay, Ashraf, as always, thanks very much for those. Ashraf Shannon speaking to us live from the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, retaliatory rocket fire from the Gaza Strip has left two Israeli soldiers injured. Israelis are panicked as the Iron Dome missile system has failed to intercept a majority of Palestinian rockets. Well, a rocket hit a car in Ashdod, south of Tel Aviv. Initial reports said one person was critically wounded in the attack, but Israeli emergency services later denied any casualties. Two Israeli soldiers were also injured after a mortar fired from Gaza landed in southern Israel. Several rockets targeted different areas in Jerusalem al-Quds, two of them hitting the city. Sirens also wailed across Ma'ale Adumim settlement, and an explosion was heard in Ramallah. Elsewhere, a house was damaged in Sha'ar HaNegev, and a huge explosion was heard in Tel Aviv's Gush Dan district. Well, as Israel steps up its attacks against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, the head of Hamas's International Relations Committee says the Palestinian resistance movement is ready to hit back at Israeli forces.
We believe this type of work, and the Israelis are trying to heat up the situation in order to start a ground operation, which will not be an easy issue for the Israelis and also for the resistance, but we are ready to face that. Our response is 2 points. First, any attack against Gaza will be replied, and we will react against that attack, whether it was a rocket launched against Gaza or a ground military operation. And I can guarantee that if they decide to have a military operation, a ground operation, it will not be a smooth operation. It will be very tough, and I believe they have to understand that there will be casualties farther and more than they can expect.
Al-Hamdan said the Israeli mentality counts on U.S. support for its aggression against Palestinians. He added that Tel Aviv miscalculates the military capabilities of the resistance, while Hamas has shown dramatic improvements in its retaliatory attacks on Israel. The senior Hamas official also interpreted Israeli aggression as political pressure on the Palestinian resistance to give up its defiance of the Israeli occupation. Hamdan also stressed that the idea of a two-state solution as the only way to resolve the current tensions has long been defunct.
We believe in Hamas that after this military operation, there will be no places. There will be no place for the two-state solution. At the end of the day, you discover that there is no chances for a Palestinian state. So what is the choices now? It's the only choice. We have to go back to our original target, the liberation of the Palestinian lands. And I have to say, as a final sentence, the new generation in Palestine is not taking anymore the story of two-state solution seriously.
Well, Iran's president warns about the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip amid Israel's strikes against the blockaded territory. Hassan Rouhani says the lack of medical supplies could result in a massive humanitarian disaster in Gaza. He called on Muslim nations and the international community to take action for an immediate end to the all-out Israeli offensive against the Gaza Strip. Rouhani also urged an immediate lifting of Israel's siege on the populated coastal sliver. He made those comments in a message to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The OIC has said it is forming a ministerial team to lobby the UN Security Council to halt Israeli aggression against Gazans. The world's largest Muslim bloc says it will also push for a UN investigation into Israeli atrocities against Palestinians. Well, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for an end to the spiraling wave of violence in Gaza. Putin made that remark during a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The office of the Russian president says the call took place at the initiative of the Israeli side. The Kremlin also says some other issues of mutual interest were also discussed. People in Greece have staged a protest, lashing out at Israel for stepping up attacks on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian nationals, as well as Greeks who support them, gathered outside the Israeli embassy in Athens. They were carrying flags of Palestine. Angry protesters chanted slogans against Tel Aviv and set fire to Israeli flags.